Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindlessness. You're here with Rowan and Angus on 2MCE, and now it's time to slow down and take a breath.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rowan, and I'm here with Angus.
Hi, Rowan. How are you?
I'm not bad, man. How are you?
Yeah, no, good.
That's good. Angus, why are we here today, and what's Mindlessness about?
Rowan, Mindlessness is a small five-part series we've put together for 2MCE on mindfulness. We felt that during these times we may be able to help people out with their everyday lives by imparting some information and a bit of wisdom, perhaps, on mindfulness.
That's awesome, Angus. I think we're going to get right into it. But I think we should also remind listeners that we are by no means trained mental health professionals. We have done our very best to source professionally written information, but do recommend that if anyone out there is experiencing mental anguish, to contact your local GP and book an appointment. Or you could call Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. Now, let's get started.
You're currently listening to Mindlessness with Angus and Rowan. If you'd like any more information, head to the website 2mce.org.au.
Angus, what is mindfulness?
Well, Rowan, the dictionary defines mindfulness as the quality or state of being conscious or aware of something, or alternatively, a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations, used as a therapeutic technique. But I think specifically to me, mindlessness is a grounding of the self in one's day to day. I think that to be mindful, you have to be aware and present in your own life and make sure that you're taking control of it and not getting lost. And I think that's a big part of maintaining mental health.
Yeah, I see that as well, Angus. I think my personal definition almost sort of lines up a little more with the first definition that we heard. In the state of being aware or conscious of something, I find mindfulness that is my ability to be conscious and aware of my emotions. And that might sound like it's just me feeling my emotions, but I feel like it's a little more of observing my emotions rather than feeling them. And I feel that's, for me, that's what mindfulness is observing and paying your emotions their due, but not becoming wrapped up in them, you know, not milking 5 minutes of bad vibes for, you know, an entire day and letting it ruin your whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody has their own specific definition, and maybe that's part of what being mindful is having your own definition and being able to apply your own techniques and help yourself.
Yeah, that's quite the thought, Angus. I guess I'll have to come back to that one. There's quite a bit of thought involved in it, but I guess that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, well, you'll have plenty of time to do that between now and the next episode. I hope we've at least helped some of the listeners a little bit, and we'll talk soon.
See you later.
We'd also like to remind the listeners that we are by no means trained mental health professionals. We have done our very best to source professionally written information, but do recommend that if anyone out there is experiencing mental anguish, to contact your local GP and book an appointment, or call Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.